Mem Gimel Amud Beis.
The last child there was, you know what, that Rava said, if somebody made a shechita and started at the top of the Turbas HaVeshet, then the shechita went down into the Veshet. So the first part, like made a, the first part was a Nekev, then it went into the Mokam HaShechita. He said it's possible. Why? Because he take on both Chumris, that we hold like Rav, that the Mashu, a Nekev, a Mashu makes a Trefa. Rav says that the Turbas HaVeshet is a Mokam HaShechita. He holds like Shmuel that says, no, it's not a Mokam HaShechita. Shmuel said that it's not a treifa until you cut through right of it. So this is machmel like Rav. So it's a Rav paskin that the animal is treif, and he took upon himself both chumras of Rav and Shmuel. So the Eskimo asked the question and said, no, you can't do that. The Eskimo was in the bottom was to you. They asked the question to you for the copy. No, they asked the question against Rav. They said a lot like this that the Yerlam in the bottom of Mem Gimel Mabez, the bottom that Yerlam Hilchosak Kedivra Besil always paskin like Besil. But of a right to last as Kedivra Beisham, whoever wants to do like Beishamai, Oysa has a right to do. Now, Kedivra Beisil Oysa, if you want to do like Beisil, you can do like Beisil, but soon see what it means. Even the Lachra is like Beisil, if you want to do like Beishamai, you could do like Beishamai. Now it says though, Mikula Beishamai, Mikula Beisil, let's say you just take Kulas both ways, you only go lenient according to Beishamai, according to Beisil, that's a Rasha. Because Chorim Stam you're doing an Aveira then. That you can't do. Stam take both Kulis. Let's say somebody wants to do Mechumre Yatapim Mem Dalad. Somebody wants to do Mechumre Beishamai Mechumre Beisil. Somebody just wants to take the Chumris of Beisil and Beishamai. And Rashi explains, Gemara and Ervin explains this, that betray Chumre Disasan Hadadi. You take them out two Chumres, it doesn't make sense. It's a steer of the two. If you hold like one, then the other one can't be. Rashi's Kogarin Hanach the Shedra, because they have the whole spine. So it's a machlekis over there. When is it called the treifa, and when is it called like Tzilat Tumas Hameis? So the Mamish Toli Zebizev. You have the whole spine of the mace that has Tumas Hameis. If you're missing one or two vertebrates, it has no Tumas Hameis. And the same story is by treifa. So you can't take on both chumras if it's opposites of testiris. If someone takes on two chumras that are testiris. So Moses says, all of a kasuvim, in the pasuk says, haksil b'cheshach helach, like a fool goes at night time. So you can't take both chumras that are stira. If you hold this way, that if you hold if the shegra is missing one vertebrate, it doesn't have tumas hameis, so if so, it has to be a treifa also. So you can't go both chumras that are stira, it's called the haksil. Ela, what do you have to do? You have to accept one stock like Beishamai and go both ways, but it's a kula l'chumra, or else take on according to Beisilol, his kulas, his lenient, and his chumras. But you can't do both. That's what the Brisa says. Sadik Mor Stam says, first of all, Vagufa Kashi, the steering is less Brisa. Or Marta, first you start off saying, we always pass him like Beisilol. For other Tony, then you learned and said no. For Haroit Salasas Gedivra Beishamai Yasa. If you want to do like Beishamai, you can do like Beishamai. If you said Aloch is like Beisilol, how could you do like Beishamai? So that's like Kasha. That's not a Kasha. I tell you, Kan Koidim Baskel, Kan Liachem Baskel. Before the Baskel came out to tell us that we Paskin like Beisilol, so we didn't know who to Paskin like. So at that time, if you want to do like Beishamai, very good. But after the Baskel, Rashi says, that the Moshe says in Parakam of the Ervin that Yotza Baskel V'yor Malachal Beisil, the Baskel came out in the Shemayim and said we pass like Beisil. So after the Baskel, then Avad, we have to pass only like Beisil, not like Beishamai. The boys from the Terrace of the NCU, Afli Yachal Baskel, maybe this Brisa that says you could do like Beishamai is even after the Baskel. And I tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, this Brisa holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua says, E Mashkichim the Baskel. You don't have to listen to a Baskel. We always say, Lay by Shemayim, he. The Torah is not in Shemayim, the Torah is given B'dei Yodim, and that's not the right to Paskin. So therefore, you don't have to listen to a Baskel. So that's what the Brisa says. According to the Baskel, Allah is Kedivrei Beis Hillel. But if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you don't have to listen to the Baskel, then if you want, you could do like Beis Shemayim. But Mikom Mokom Kasha, Bakopon is still the Kasha and Rava. That how could Rava before Paskin? That somebody started the Shechita in the Turbas HaVeshet and went down and finished the Shechita in the right place. that it's a treifa. How could it be a treifa? That the two chumras told are stira. It says to ladodi, and that the pasuk says he called a ksil a fool. They can't pass them both ways the chumra. Again, because Rab before said that on top it's a kosher shchita. So you have to say, going according to Shmuel, that says truva savesh is not a makam shchita. But according to Shmuel, it's only a treifa if you cut through right of it. If you just make a mashu, it's not a treifa. So how could Rav paskin if he start making the shchit and the turba saveshet, just a drop to you, make a small nekiv, that's called a treifa. It can't be, because if you hold like Rav that the treifa is a mashu, Rav says it is a kashra shchita there. So it's a spirit, the paskin should be possible. So it's a kashra. So Marin says, Omer Rav Tavus, Kula Karav Avda. Tell you, the pshat from Rav Pesach before was that Rav paskin like Rav completely. So what's the pshat? We learned before, Rav learns that the turvas haveshet, that's the top part of the food pipe that's still attached like to the cheek. He learned that's a still a makam shchita, that's still called the veshet. You can make a shchita there altogether. So the pshat is like this, that the chiyosi romi by Yecheskel, Omar, he said like this, that lo tetzisu luhu lahani kloli dekali yehuda achoi mishmei derav. Do not listen to what my brother Yehuda says over the name of Rav, but rather hokuya marav. This is what Rav really holds. Rav really holds like this, that veshet nosnu bo chachomim shir. The veshet, how far up you can make a shrit in the veshet, in the food pipe, there's a limit how far up. So since Rav said that mechlal, the turvas haveshet lav mokam shchituhu, the mashma Rav himself really holds that the turvas haveshet, that's the top part of the veshet, it's above the mokam hashchita. It's not the right place, you can't make a shchita there. And Ukama still, Rav says b'mashu, that still is called b'mashu. That's why Rav paskin the animal was a treifa. If somebody started to make the shchita, just a drop of it, in the turvas haveshet, and then he continued on going downwards into the veshet itself, so since that first drop made a nekev, made a hole there, and Rav tackles a nekev, a mashu, makes a treifa in the turvas haveshet. Now the question was, Rav sold this a kosher shchita there, so the answer is no, Rav learns like this, that that's not a makam shchita. So therefore, if somebody made a little hole there in the turvas haveshet, you made the animal into a treifa. Therefore, the shchita is tzula. Now the Gemara Stami asks, if so, lemalo ad kama, like till how far up on the veshet can you really make a shchita? How far up can you go? So Marin says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, ad kidei tfisas yad. You grab a hold of it there. Rashi says, Sarach laniach letzad rosh, on the top part towards the head. When you grab a hold of the veshet, you have to leave the top part, like 3 or 4 fingers of the gripping of your hand. That's so much less to be downwards, like that top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the veshet is not a makam hashchita. That's one pshat. Lashmar Rashi is a zok v'nishemati achizas chude tipanayim, just holding on to the mamash a small amount of just the nails. Parishin much like the first pshat better. So kids, for the top 3 or 4 fingers worth of the veshet, that's not a makam shchita. You have to start below that. Now, lamato ad kama, how far down below does the veshet still have a shame veshet, the food pipe that you can make a shchita there? How far is the lowest? Some Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, ad kedei she yishayir, until it's a makam that starts to grow here there. Rashi learns she yesh shom sadisim here there, shagur in the sakin. If you scrape it with a knife there, it starts to, you see some here there. Rashi says, that's mikeras hapanimi, kamat, the inside stomach. When the food pipe goes down into the keras hapanimi, that's the makam that's possible for shchita. There where it's no good anymore. Shadigmaiv, Amar Ravina, Omar Geneva Mishmei Derav, that Tefach Veveshet Somach Lekeres, Zel Keres Hapanimi, he'll know even that bottom Tefach worth of the Veshet, it's not called the Veshet anymore. It's called already Keres Hapanimi. So Rashi says, Tefach Veveshet Mikri Keres, that the Gesalt Vedaitach, Le Ozlo Sar Betoich Veshet, Vele Midi, that the Sar doesn't go there, Vyatamat Ad Mokim Shishayim, to add soifa veshet kula motzi shochet, to even the la veshet to hechi motzi shochet lay. That's the question. He's saying here that the bottom tefach of the veshet is already considered the keres. It's called the stomach. And you said before it could shecht all the way down to where the hair starts to grow. And that's even down below this tefach. So it's a stero. Is that last tefach still called the veshet? Or is it called, like you're saying, the keras ha-pnimi? It shouldn't be a makam shchita. So Rav says, Amai ki koshochet pe keras koshochet. How could you say it could shecht all the way down to the makam of the sar that's below this tefach? It's not a makam veshet anymore. So Rav says, Nechtam, the trouble is this, Eimor, Tefach bekeres, somach leveshet, zel keres apnim. Enechnami, it doesn't mean the last tefach of the veshet itself. It means the tefach of the keres, of the stomach, which is near the veshet, that's called the keres apnimi. Enechnami, the whole part of the food pipe itself, as far down as it goes, mamash to the place where it gets here, that's all called part of the veshet. And that would be called makam roi l'shchita. Yeah. When did Rav say that tefach bevesh someone cares called the kara when did Rav say kikoma Rav the turo the master tvei. He only said that by an ox. Rashi says, Kikrama Rav, that the Tefach beveshet, Mikri Keres, when did Rav say that the last Tefach of the Veshet is already called the stomach, it's not called the Veshet, that's Petura, by an ox. Rashi, the Mishayet Tvei, Shasar Nichnas Betecha Veshet, Tefach, that the hair starts to grow there, whatever the hair is called there, that whatever, I'm not sure if it's mamish hair or it means type of strings of meat that stick out there, but by your ox, it starts to grow even further up. It's like a one shear. Up until the mokum of that here, that growth there, is called the veshet. Because that that Rav says here, the bottom tefach, is called the keres ha-pnimi, that's grown by an ox. So there it starts to give off this here even for higher up. So there, that bottom tefach already has the here, so that it's not a mokum shchita anymore, it's the same halacha. So the mokum shchita goes down until where the muck and the hair starts to grow. Now, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel Turvitz HaVeshet, that's the top part of the veshet of the food pipe, the part near the cheek. So he said, Shenito Kula Melechi, if the whole part of that food pipe was torn off from the lechi, from the cheek, it's still kosher. Rashi says, the Kam Parach HaViki Kisimon, it should be a trefer that you're torn off the simon, and that's the beginning of the simon. But so far he says still it's kosher. The turvus of veshet, the top part of the veshet, shenitla was torn off from the cheeks, it's still kosher. The Tavatun, I bring you proof, it says nito lechi atat, the bottom cheek, the bottom jaw, was taken out of the animal, kosher. And Mustam, that's the mokum where the veshet is attached. To see if the whole thing is taken out, still it's kosher. Maskler, probably has the question, I have ikka simonim, why is it kosher? Well, that should be one of the trefis of ikra simonim, or as a psalm and shchita, where you ikra simonim. Rashi says, v'ikra, no, that's the territory, yeah. That's the question, the chura should be a psul here, of ikra you torn off the simonim. For the moral of Rapopo, contra Rapopo, kasha masnisen, she has to kasha on the Mishnah then. Rashi diktoni kasha, the Mishnah says it's kasha. That says, nitlu, lech yatachton is kasha, so it's called a kasha on a popo. Smur says no. Bishlema masnisim a popular kasher. Ho di ikur ikurei. Ho di igum igumei mi loy simonim. One is where you dug in and took it out, or the whole thing was uprooted. Rashi like this. Ho di akur ikurei. Ikur simonim means kishinekir haveshet min alechi min abasa. When the veshet, the food pipe, was torn off from the cheek and from the meat, that's takatrefa. Ho, that the Mishnah later says of the whole lechi was taken off, it's still kosher. Ho, the igur migume miyulisimone means shenigmam halechi mina bosa. True, the cheek was like taken out from its bosa. Shemutal ala simonim bein alechi biyasimin lav ikuru shasimonim yurim mebosa. The idea of the simonim, the vesha, was still attached to the meat. It's like you dug in there and you just took out the cheek, but you left over untouched. The veshet with the meat. So that's why the Mishnah later says it's kosher. But I call upon him here that you said the turvas avestra chinito kuloi milechi. How could you say it's kosher? Because that should be a treifus or a psul and shchita of ikus imonim. So Mara says though el l'shmul kosher. Because the shmul he actually said turvas as kosher. That's a kosher. So Mara says loite mekulechem. Don't say that shmul did not mean to say. If the old turvas avestra is taken out, loite mekulo elay meruba. Just means says reg of it is taken out. But as long as part of it is still attached, that's not called ikus simonim, and that's not a treifa. Yeah. As long as rove, as long as the whole thing was not taken out, that's not called a treifa. That's lo tei mekuda lei meruba. I v'omer Rabba Bavachonam Shmuel simonim shenedal lo berubim treifa. As long as rove of the sim was torn off from its place, that's also called a treifa. See that rove was torn off, it should be a treifa. How could Shmuel say it's kosher? On Rav Shisha Bered Ravidi. Or the akful ikfuli, or some the ifruk ifruke. Depends how it was torn off. So Rashi says the akful ikfuli, she niklav was like peeled off. Miyala bos ikful kamev niklav v'doymel v'kofle savonim. So and that's one. And then the ifruk ifruke. Rashi says kedover aneka b'koyich. It was torn off with strength. She neka kan mat v'kan mat ad ruba to most of it. The yoisim miyatam mechuber ainu mechuber biyachas, not in one place. Hilchach lav chibrud lehodabori. That's the chiluk. When do we say that simonim shenadad lebruben is a treifa? That's because of fruki ofrik. It was torn v'kayach. It was torn off. So most of it was torn off. Just in a few places, a drop was left over. That's not really called a chibur. There it won't heal up. That's called a treifa. But that Shmuel said that the lechi was taken out. If reiver was taken out. It was taken out like you peeled it off. You didn't rip it off. So since there's a good meat still attached, that's strong, that will still heal up. That's not called a treifa. So therefore there's no stira. Then it says in the Mishnah, the psuka sakageris. If you have the gageris, that's the akona, the windpipe. A psuka means if it was cut through halfway, that's a treifus. So Mara says, Tana, we learned, kama psuka sakageris. What's called the psuka gageris that makes a treifa? Beruba means if rove of the corner, rove of the windpipe, had a hole, was cut through. The kamaruba, what's called ruba? So Rav Amar says like this, Rav Amar rove uvia. It means rove of the thickness of the corner. In other words, how much of what's called rove? Just the hollowness inside, rove of the hollowness, rove of the hollow, or rove of even of the thickness of the corner itself? So Rav says, like lakulam, you have to not only cut through rove of the halal, but even rove of the thickness of the kona. Rashi says what? Rove uviyah, that yesh, some say, rove uviyah ha-doifin. Adabish tegil chod, that's a chumrah. Some say, adabish, cut through rove of the skin, even though you don't get into the hala part. That's not right. He had in kain chumrah konam and aveshit. Avadabaveshit has to have a hole through it. Shelo ruba means here for care. You have to cut through the halal and the rove of the meat. And v'yamli, some say no, rove halal, it's enough just to go through the rove of the halal. Rashi says rove halal means eino treifat sheyifsoit rove ha-halal. The uve ha-tanuch eino mashlam the rove. The uve, the thickness of the meat, that does not. So kufa ket, I mean, here's what I ket. That this is a mochumra, that is a mokula. It's only a treifas, imamish cut through rave of the hollow part inside it. And the first shittur is, you don't need just rave of the hollow part, but even the thickness of the meat itself, of the con itself, can even start off with the rave. But you cut through rave of the basar and it went through with the halal, that's enough. Yeah, so more so like this. Hahu psukas hagageris. There was a psukas hagageris over here. A shayla here that the gageris had was cut through halfway. To yosla kaim with the rav. So yosla the kabodik leib rov uvia. He wanted to check out to see if rov of the meat around it was cut through. So omru le rav kana ravasi le rav. The maratona rabbein, you learned to us the rov halola. That's not enough just to check out the rov of the outside, but you told us only a tray for the gold rov of the inside. So you check out that better. So Meister was Shodra, he sent this Shiloh, a kind with the Rabbi Barachona, Bodka Brev Chalala. He checked it out to the Rev Chalala to see if most of the inside was also cut through, and that's a Chumrah. well, really it's a kula to be mekel, unless that happens, of the Yachshur, he held it was kosher. Attack, even though it went through the rove of the outer skin, but it didn't go through rove of the halal. So therefore, Yod is not called a treifa, and he was machsher it. And the zovim mineh, he brought from that meat, from that animal, betrayed isisri, pshita bisri. He brought a lot of meat, $12 worth, $1,200 worth, a lot of meat, 12 kodot coins, isri. That's how much meat he brought from it. So the question is, vechi, how do you do like this? I've a tiny learned. Chochem shetime and chaver reshul atar. Once a chochem passed that's tomei, it's treif. You're not allowed to be matarid anymore. Atumi says tomei can't say it's tor. Osor and chaver reshul atar. See, at first he passed him with the treifa, because he checked it out with Rav Uvio. So how could the next man, the Yoma, say it's kosher? Because he calls Bosa Rav Chalolo, but is ready a psak to say it's treifa. So Mr. Shani Hocho, to Rav loy osa mesa. Rav did not really offer it yet. Rav just went to check it out, and before he gave his psak, they gave it to somebody else, but Rav didn't paskin yet. So therefore, you're able to paskin the smuta. The more still though, v'chivon dera b'chochem, and since the chochem had to be matter this shayla, heichi yochem, how did he eat from it? I will say, the pasuk says, v'yemer ho Hashem l'kim, hinei, one second. Yeah, that's the question, how could he eat from this meat? There's a heter, I will say, the pasuk says, v'yemer ho Hashem l'kim, Yecheskel is saying upon himself he never ate from this meat. So what does this possibly mean to say like this? My nefesh never became tummy means he never thought about an isha by daytime. He should have tumma zera come out at night time. That's one thing. So mashmuz is a chumrah, so toys it's kash, the chumrah, nobody's allowed to do this. And toys, even though you're not allowed to do it, but it's very hard to watch yourself from it. He was able to watch himself from it. Then Yecheskel said, on the veil of treifa, yechalti, I never ate on the veil of treifa. What does that mean to say? Pshiti, you're not allowed to eat it. Shlo yechalti bosa kois kois mirlim. He never ate from an animal that they had to tell the sheikhet, shech fast. In other words, they were afraid maybe the animal will die first. So they told the sheikhet, fast, do a fast job, shech. So such a shchit, even though it's kosher, but as a chum, he didn't eat from it. Maybe they did it too fast, they didn't do a good job. Then the last part of the pasuk says, "Vlei bo be pi, bos the pigle, I never ate from the bos of pigle." What does that mean to say? "Shlei yachalti me behema, shere ba chochem." I never ate from an animal that had a shayla, you had a show a chochem. Even though the chochem paskin its mutter, but since there was a shayla, you never ate from it. So you see, there's a chumra for tzaddik not to eat from such a meat. Tzaddik he bought from this meat. And Mishum Reb Nosnum, and Nosnum said all the Pshat in Cheska was, Shtoi Chalti Mebehemo, Shtoi Humo Matno Seho. He never ate from the meat, even before they took off the Matnas Kuna, the Lechayim, the Kevo, even though Yolad eat from it, just he's supposed to give it, he was Mach whenever to eat before they took off the Matnas Kuna. So Gurtzakasha, here, how could he buy? How could Rabbi Baba Chana buy from this meat? The Gurtzakasha, the Tzaddik shouldn't do this. If it's a shailin svara, had a paskin, then you should be machmir. But Rabbi Baba Chana Agmurei Samach, he wasn't semich on stamas svara, he was semich on Allah, he learned from his Rebbe. He learned Allah from his Rebbe like that, that what's called the treifa by the veshet, by the kona, only roiv chalola. Anything less than that is not called a treifa, so it's not really a shaila. If it's something totally in svara, so he could dingzich. Rashi says, the Hossam equal as Svuki could have a doubt. Maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. But here it's something he learned from his Rebbe clearly that the Psuka Sagageris is Bereiv Chalala. So it's not totally in Svara. Yeah. Yeah. For the more still though, the Tepid Le Mishum Chashoda, either be Yechshad, Rashi says, Le Lemu Mishum Deshorin Ale Muzagabe. That Chur people will say that the reason why he bought it was because since he passed and the meat is mutter, so Mustama the butcher wanted to be market toiv and he made it very cheap for him. So it looks like you're taking toiv for your psak din and that's also. So Chur should have been also as marathayin. But the more of a table, Mishum Chashod, the Tani we learned. Dana said din, if you pass in the shal, Zichor v'chayiv, Tima v'tir, also v'hitir, you gave some psak aloha, v'chayin eidim shidu, so kulu m'shoyin likach. That really mikra, then you're allowed to buy it. Avlamne chachomim harchik min akir v'min ademles. Stay away from something that's not nice, as people will be chesed you that he gave it to you cheap because you're paskin for him. So it looks like you're taking schar for your psak. Somewhere again says, "Hani mili midi demazvin mishuma." That's only something you sell by a value. You can make a value how much it's worth. See, that he could say he charged less, more. He changed the price because of you. But horcho metakla, here he bought it by weight. He bought a pound. So muchach, here everybody knows clearly that there's a price range. How much a pound of meat is? So if he bought 10 pounds, there's no higher, no less. It's a clear cut price. See, there's no chshad. Pihod the rabba like rabba shorit trefusa. He was matter by trefus and somebody's animal. Pizovim and bishra, and he bought meat from that animal. Omulei bas rav chizda. So the rav chizda's daughter said to him, "Abba shori buchra." Like my father was matur b'chor and didn't buy from it bisra. Almost answered, "Omulohani mili buchra di yashum mizdavim." It's only a b'chor that a b'chor you're not allowed to sell by weight. You have to sell tam and make one price for the whole thing. See, we're afraid he made a cheaper price. But also when he bought this meat, mitaklo, he bought it from weight, is muchach. He tells clearly the price, it wasn't raised, it wasn't lowered, it was a regular straight price. Another one says, "My iko mishum umtsamai." So what could be? That maybe gives him a good piece of meat. That's all. Like instead of giving him the cheaper meat, he gave him a better piece of meat. Samurah says, "No, on Parama Bachana, that kol yoyim umtsamai says ovali. Every day used to go and buy the best meat there. So therefore, it won't look like any chshan. He's given him better meat now than usual. Therefore, is muta." Omer Rav Chizda, "Eizeh otam achochum." What's called otam achochum? Zeharoy treifel yatzmo. Somebody could see a treifer for himself. Rashi says it means kishenelut sofer treifer to the mosoi v'nirah by tam leiser v'tam leheter v'yena chasal of yisro. That's called otam achochum. That if he could paskin lechumra for himself, even though he has negias there, that's called otam achochum. V'yomer Rav Chizda, "Eizeh soina matonas yichya." Who's called somebody that hates presents, he'll live. Zeharoya trifle yatzma, same thing. If you have a shal on your own animal, and you pass in the chumra, that shows that you don't go after money. So therefore you pass in the right way. Dorash mazutra mishmad rav chizda. Kol misha kora vishayna. Whoever learns, and kora learns chumish, vishayna learns mishnayis, veroya trifle yatzmoi, and he paskins the trifle for himself, and he learns by a good Rebbe, he's Meshamish Tamil Chachomim. Rashi learns here means Gomal Atar Tamiya Mishnah. He learns how to answer well, learn well the Gemara Mishnah Isin Asaisin Zezer, and that's called Gemara. So if he learns Gemara, so such a person is Trifle Yatzim Meshamish Tamil Chachomim, is all about Kasov. Now, him the Pasuk says, Yigia Kapecha Kisach Rashvecha Vatoivloch, that he'll see good fruits from his work. Rav Zvid Oma Zoicha V'noicha Shnei Olamim. So be Zoicha with two worlds. Olam Hazeh V'olam Habo. Ashrecha B'olam Hazeh. Be worthy in this world. V'toy V'chol Olam Habo. Be Zoicha V'olam Habo also. Be Zoicha for two worlds. Rashi says, Yigi Kapecha means the Chiv on the Al Shaloi. Ein Nechomid. It's called Shechen Shechen Nechomid Shal Acherim. You're not going to steal from anybody. That's called eating from your own hands. Yeah. Reb Lezer ki have a mishadri le mivenesia midi, when they would send him a present from the venesia, leshokl, he wouldn't take the present. To have a mizamn le, when they invited him to eat there, leyos, he wouldn't go there. Omar leikaboy mar di chai, don't you want to live? He said, Omar, he said, leikaboy mar idichi, don't you want me to live? The pasuk says, besinus matanus yichia, who's a person that can live? Someone that doesn't take presents. If you live on your own, that's you better off. So you don't want to take any presents. Rav Zeira ki mishad relay, when you send him a present, leshok, we didn't take it. Ki avi mizaz meleg, when they invited him over to eat, then ozl he went. Omri said like this, is yakure yehuda mis yakure bi, like they're having more cover than me. The fact that I'm going to them, it's not the pshat they're giving me a free meal, but rather it's still like I'm giving them hanor. So not called on taking from them, I only give to them, therefore that he did. But to take a present, that he wouldn't want to. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of the tape and then turn over with Gaf Mem Hey on the other side.